It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
To the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight Benedictine hosts the Hart Championship Women's Postseason Tournament quarterfinal for the first time since 2021 as they are playing host to Mount Mercy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer of the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you courtside. The crowd filtering in. Should be a great turnout. Should be a great game between the number 3 and number 4 seed in this tournament. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the matchups. We're going to talk about the starters and the history between these two teams. All that when we return here to the Nolan Gym right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Hook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Nolan Gymnasium. Great to have you with us for college basketball this evening here on CAM Radio. Let me tell you what's going on. Around the Heart of America Athletic Conference's postseason tournament, number one Clark is hosting Central Methodist. That is a game that began at 6 o'clock tonight up in Dubuque. Mid-America is playing host to Missouri Valley. That game is starting like this one at 7 o'clock, and there's a game that's probably just about over. Grandview is hosting Peru State. That game began at 5 o'clock in Des Moines, Iowa. And, of course, this game, Benedictine, number 4 and number 5, Mount Mercy. Ravens and Mustangs have split their season series. Mount Mercy won up at Cedar Rapids, 82-72. Benedictine won in Atchison, 67-60. We're going to go through the starting lineups, talk a little bit about these teams as the public address announcers introducing them to the crowd on hand, and it continues to file in and filter in, and the gym continues to fill up. First of all, for Mount Mercy, the Lady Mustangs under fourth season head coach, Tim Shearing. Coach Shearing is going to be starting tonight. Got Maylee Marfall. Oops, I always forget the dousing of the lights. Maylee Marfall is going to be one of the starters. She is a 5'10" junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, a transfer from Alaska Anchorage. Anais Bonham Mason, she's a 6-foot senior from Metro State University, her hometown, Agen, France. Madison Skelton, a 5'8" sophomore, she transfers from Emporia State, played at St. Thomas Aquinas down in Prairie Village. Madison Dreckman, there's the name you're going to remember, out of Lamar's, Iowa, a transfer from University of Nebraska, Kearney. She's a 6'2" senior. And running it out, Annika Hennington. Hennington from Waukon, Iowa, 5'7", a junior guard. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and 22nd season head coach, Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens tonight are going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 junior from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. You're going to have Allie Kramer. Allie is out of Nemahala Central in Seneca, Kansas. She's a senior at 5'7". Jennifer Jacobs from Wichita, Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School, a junior at 6'1". Aaliyah Rains, Jeff Westgrad, 5'8 senior from Meriden, and the fifth starter, as opposed to be Riley Roddinghouse, out of Seneca, Kansas, also a former Nemaha Central Thunder. Riley is a 6'3 junior. So all that said, let me move some of the stuff out your way. Great, great crowd on hand, and again, the crowd continues to filter in to the gymnasium here this evening. Mount Mercy. Okay, if you're going to remember one name, and there are a bunch of good ones, but if you're going to remember one name, the name you're going to be paying attention to, Madison Dreckman. Okay, she, in the two games these two teams have played this year, Madison has averaged 23.5 points in those two games. She had 24 in one. She had 23 in the other. She had 5 blocks in the first meeting. She had 12 rebounds in the second meeting. And tell you what, Dreckman is the real deal. So she averages on the season 16-1. Annika Hennington averages 12-4. And Marple averages 10-3. So you've got some offense for this team from Cedar Rapids. We're set to go here in the Nolan and hope you enjoy it. It is the final game of the year here in Atchison for this team. If they win, they will be on the road for the final two games of the conference tournament. Gus, what you think, man?
It's also going to be the final game getting started in the quarterfinals, right?
Yeah.
We're 7 o'clock, 7:07, you know, it's a suggestion versus an actual tip time.
No, nobody said you had to start at 7 o'clock. Ravens had the ball to begin things, couldn't get a shot to drop, and here comes Mount Mercy. They'll dump it over to the left side. Looking in, no room, goes down to the baseline, left, back it in, off the block, rotate, right hand, hook shot, no rebound, tipped out. It's going to be taken down by JJ. Here comes Benedictine up court with the basketball. Lady Ravens are going to run it over to the right side. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson will feed it to the right side of the lane. Roddinghouse back in the middle. Reigns, hit, fake, shoots off the rim, good with the left hand, and the Ravens are going to break out on top. 2-0, Benedictine. Aaliyah Reigns hits that first bucket of the game, and we're 1 minute in.
Nice job by Aaliyah. Getting to the low block, turn around, a little hook shot, kissed it off the glass, and good.
Going to look at those seniors. It's a huge game for them for a lot of reasons, and there are five Ravens seniors here today. Now that shot deflected by Jacobs. Benedictine bringing it up the floor. Alec Kramer comes down to the top of the key, looks in the middle, nothing there, gets it out to Kennedy, left side, Jacobs, spins left, turns left, left-hand shot, scores it. That is the signature Jennifer Jacobs shot. When she retires, you're going to remember that was her play.
How many times do we talk about that with a player? That shot is that player, and Jennifer Jacobs is going to be that one.
You remember the Liz Denson shot?
The Liz Denson baseline.
Everybody's got it. Here's a runner from the right side. It's going to be up and in and on the board, Mount Mercy. Dreckman for two.
Sean Kelly was like the top of the elbow from the side. You know, I mean, every player has that one shot you remember him for.
2 minutes into the ball game, Benedictine leading it 4-2. Over to the right side, Jacobs kicked it off on top. The three is rattling in, but they're going to wave it off with a travel.
Yeah, we're going to get a travel right there. As the ball went into the middle, it was a turn and a pivot to the backside. Well, start with the right foot and then pivot to the left foot, and it was all said and done. And nice job by the officials to catch that one. Lady Ravens, though, still holding on to a two-point lead. A minute 15 in.
It's Reckman brings the ball up the floor herself. She can do pretty much anything you need done for this club. And for BC, stopping her is the order of business. Here's a long three. It's way short. And another rebound pulled down for the Lady Ravens by Allie Kramer. Kramer may well lead the team in rebounds. She almost does half of the game. She's got that, you know, you talk about a lot of point guards that somehow seem to get into the middle and come down with rebounds. I think Jaden Bristol's one of those guys who did that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and I think that's one of the things we see more from guards in this era of basketball, that they're not scared of getting in the middle and mixing it up.
Beautiful little backdoor pass, and the layup is going to be good for Hennington. And the game is now tied at 4. We're 3 minutes in. 4-4, Benedictine and Mount Mercy.
For the Lady Ravens, their last win came on February 17th, right here in the Nolan, a 7-point win against this Mount Mercy club.
3-point shot, Roddinghouse, boom! The post knocks it down from straightaway center.
That's a great job by Roddinghouse. She caught it dead center. Her defender backed off of her a step or two, and she said, watch this, I can knock that shot down, and gives the Lady Ravens a 3-point lead at 7-4.
Usually when somebody says, watch this, something bad happens. Now, the Ravens are going to bat it away. Look at Jacobs, bring it up. Outlets Reigns. She gets grabbed. Shoots and scores anyway.
Great job by Reigns. And she lost the ball. She was able to find it, kick it up off the glass, and in.
Benedictine with the largest lead of the early game. 9-4, Lady Ravens. 6:20 to play in the opening quarter here in the Nolan. Benedictine going from left to right. Mount Mercy with the basketball. Dumps it over to the left wing. Handle there. Going to be Skelton with it. She's hardly touched the ball. Little bounce pass right side of the lane. Batted away. But Sage off the left block. Backing in. Twisting. Hennington. Stop block. Rebound Benedictine and Reigns. She's having a great start here tonight. Aaliyah takes a little look over her shoulder and brings it up like a point guard. She's played point guard for this team. Not this year, but in the past. And now we're going to get a foul.
That time it looks like we're going to get a foul against Mount Mercy's Anika Headington, number 53. Headington's going to pick up her first foul of the ball game, and for the Mustangs, it'll be their first foul of the ball game.
The ball's going to come in. Rodney House steps it over to the left side to range, just outside the left edge of the free throw line. 5:40 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine up 5. 3-point shot on line. Perfect! Kennedy Nicholson. Lady Ravens have come out of the block hot. And we're going to get a very smart timeout by Tim Shearing. Mount Mercy taking a break. Joseph, so shall we. At 5:36 to go in quarter number one. Benedictine 12, Mount Mercy 4.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here in the Ralph Nolman Gymnasium. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today at 18-10. Mount Mercy comes into the ballgame 17-10. The number 4 and the number 5 seed. You expect it to be the best game in the tournament, and so far it's shaped up like a...
Yeah, and the Lady Ravens have come out. They've hit some big shots early. They're putting a little separation. I mean, starting the game 5-of-6 is exactly how Coach Folsom drew it up. It's not how Coach Shearing drew it up. He called a timeout. Great job right there to slow this thing down and tell his team, hey, let's get on the same page.
Oh, Mount Mercy called a great screen play on the inbound and an easy layup for Annika Headington. Allie Kramer feathers up on the floor. And it was an uncontested layup. Right side range. That spun out. I thought it was going to go down, and it kicked away. No good. Here come Spout Mercy. MMU kicking it down. Left side jump shot. Rims out. No good. Jacobs with another rebound. That is already her fourth rebound. And we're just halfway through the opening quarter. BC, 16-footer. Gone, Rottinghouse.
Right now, the Lady Ravens have been red hot from the floor, being able to just turn down almost every shot they've thrown skyward. They're 2-of-2 from behind the arc. They're 5-of-7 from the floor right now.
As a coach, will you take perfect from 3 and 71% from the floor?
You're going to win a lot of games doing that.
You are not going to lose any games doing that. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Mount Mercy with a basketball, driving it down to the right side of the lane, stopping halfway down. Now the 17-footer kicks out. No good. Rebound, Nicholson. Here comes Kennedy. Benedict is still with a starting five out there. Range. She wanted that three. Still wants that three. Then pulled it back down. Attacks the lane. Spins in. Goes up with the left and can't get it to drop. Rebound coming out of Mount Mercy. She thought she was going to get fouled. Now Nicholson picks up the upcourt pass. She'll bring it down. Comes out on top. The feed in the middle, Rottinghouse. Back over to Jacobs. She looks to the corner. Doesn't go to range. Instead, goes topside. Kramer with the basketball. I'm not even bothering with the shot clock. It doesn't matter to these two teams so far tonight. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to get away out of bounds. Back to Mount Mercy. And the Atchison Phoenix catching a dub tonight in the first round of the Class 4A sub-state as they just played it up in the Atchison gym. Atchison defeats El Dorado 70-32. The Wildcats, yeah?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So now Atchison will be home in their next game as they'll get the winner of, what was it, like Eudora and, I can't remember, because I think it's Eudora. So,
yeah, the numbers 8 and 9 teams. Here's a drive right all the way to the block, back to the rim, looking inside is Krogman. Krogman turns, shot, partially deflected. Kyra Misuraca just in the game gets that block. Here comes Benedictine. Raymond's over to the left side. Dubert for three, just short. And the long rebound, pulled down by Skelton for Mount Mercy. 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with Misuraca, Stork, Reigns, Dubert, Nicholson. And they're getting ready to bring Josie into the game. Feed to the top of the circle, back over to the left side. Skelton comes right, plays off the screen, goes back left, gets it to Griffin. She's just come in. Griffin lobs it outside the left block. Shot clock's at three. Shot clock's at two. The shot at one is off the window, but no good. Rebound Nicholson. Tatum Griffin's in the game. She's a 5'6 senior from Edmond, Oklahoma. Out of McPherson. Three-point shot. Nicholson just a little bit wide to the right. Edmond, Oklahoma. Went to Deer Creek High School in Edmond. Two and a half to go in the opening quarter. Now Benedictine is going to get a little breather for Reince, and Josie Weiser comes in. So it's Nicholson, the only starter still out on the floor, with Dubert, Weiser, Stork, and Misuraca. BC on defense, the drive to the left, the feed back right, the ball's on the floor, Kyra ties it up, jump ball possession, Mount Mercy. 2:15 to go here in this first quarter in the Nolan Gym. Awfully good crowd here tonight. Sure, Coach Folsom and his team appreciate the turnout by the students, by the Atchison residents. Here's a little reverse layup. This is going to be up and good. And Madison Skelton has her first point of the game. And that's the first points we've seen in a long time. It's now 14-8. Inside 2 minutes to go. Neither team had scored, Gus, in just about 3 minutes. Here's a three for Josie. No. Rebound underneath Stark, and she gets fouled.
That time it was Tatum Griffin reaching in and committing the foul. She got the wrist instead of all basketball, and for her it's going to be her first, and for Mount Mercy their second. And you can believe this, with a minute 51 left in the first quarter, it's only her second foul of the game.
Nicole Stork coming to the line. She's a freshman from Adel, Iowa for Benedictine, a 5'11". She is 33 of 51, a 64.7% free throw shooter. First one is going to be a wee bit short.
A game going on around the conference here tonight. We've got a final. We've got a game in the fourth quarter.
Well, I figured we had a final. Second free throw will not go in. Josie rebounds it down, and does she get fouled?
Oh, I thought she was over the bat, right? No, yep. Wow.
Going to get a foul on Dreckman, and that is the player. We talked about it before the game. We're going to be talking about it all night. For Mount Mercy, Dreckman is the name you got to remember. She's got her first foul.
Yeah, well, we're going to see Sheeran end up with a technical here in a second.
Here's Josie for a three. Count it! Josie Weiser! Lady Ravens are blistering hot right now. With a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter, leading it by nine. It is 17-8. Shot for the outside, up and no rebound. Here comes Kramer. Here comes Benedictine. Allie weaves her way to the right side. Dishes it over to Lauren. Dubert to Miss Chiraca. Holding with the right foot. Leans in, backs in, crosses over, underneath, doesn't get it. Rebound underneath. That's going to be pulled down by Dreckman. Mount Mercy up the floor. Madison Skelton, a little lead pass, baseline left to Krogman. Carly dishes it back to Skelton. Just over a minute to go in the opening quarter. Skelton's trapped in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Dubert. Here's the reason. You reach in and you slap across like that. If you get all ball, it doesn't matter. They're calling a foul there.
Yeah, I don't mind it, right? This time of the year, the officials are going to maybe let a little more go. And, yeah, keep pushing until you find out where that edge is right there. Now with a minute 5 left, Mount Mercy going to have it in under their own bucket.
17-8 Benedictine. Ravens up 9, Mount Mercy with the basketball. We've got 1 minute to go in the first. Here's a really long three, and it is no good. With a very long rebound by Hennington. And she'll pack it out on top. Mount Mercy will continue to control the basketball.
Mount Mercy kind of using that three-pointer as an offensive starter, right? Getting the long rebounds is how they're trying to set up the offense.
Three for the baseline left. No good. Tipped out. Missed your rocker. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Kramer. Here comes Benedictine with 40 to go in the first.
Allie's going to hit her rebound over here in the first quarter.
Top side is going to be Missed your rocker. Step above the top of the circle. Playing it up at the high post. Goes to Dubert. Lauren, the junior out of Beloit, Kansas. Here's the feed to the block. Stork in, up, too strong, rebound. Saved by Miss Jocka. That was an aggressive rebound. Josie, it's alone. It's a three, but it won't drop. Rebound again to Benedictine to Stork. And the Ravens are going to back it away. The shot clock's off. 9 seconds, eight, now seven, 6 seconds, five. Kramer still at the top with four. Kramer backs away, squares up, goes three. Boom, at the buzzer! And that is the end of one, and Benedictine has dominated in the first. We got a timeout on the floor in the Nolan Gymnasium after one. Lady Ravens 20, Mount Mercy 8.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Okay, is anybody getting a ton of points in the opening quarter? Absolutely not. Do a lot of people have points in the first quarter? You bet they do. Mount Mercy, 4 points for Headington. Dreckman and Skelton each with 2, 8 in the opening quarter. That's more than Coach Folsom could have possibly hoped for from his defense.
Yeah, well, you know, the Lady Ravens right now, their offense has kind of been the story of the first quarter. 20 points. They cooled off at the end of the first quarter, shooting now 8 of 17. They were 6 of 7. But they're back to 57%. They're still shooting 4 of 7 from behind the arc. And that 4 of 7 has been the difference maker right now.
Rodinghouse has 5. Brains has 4. Nicholson hit a 3. Kramer hit a 3. Weiser hit a 3. Jennifer Jacobs with 2. We're starting the second quarter. Lady Ravens with a basketball, and we are back underway. Out on top with it. BC has got, looks like the original star. No, they got Dubert out there instead of Nicholson. And Josie's out there instead of Reigns. And the Ravens are going to turn the ball over in the corner, baseline left.
Right now, the Ravens are trying to pull Mount Mercy away from the basket, right? They're not going out there with a low post. They're going too high post and setting everything above that 15-foot line and just trying to run cutters through the lane and trying to force Mount Mercy to get themselves out of position with their big.
They got to beat Dreckman if Mount Mercy is going to have a chance. And here's Dreckman, goes up in traffic, misses it. Jacobs rebounds it down and gets it over to Josie Weiser coming up the floor with the basketball. Kramer says, Josie, you go ahead and bring it up. I'm going to cut down to the left side. Josie goes to the wing, feeds in the middle. Rodinghouse backs in, twist, turn, shot, blocked from behind by Dreckman. Here comes Mount Mercy. A minute into the second quarter, 20-8, Lady Ravens. No one with anything on the board yet in the second quarter. Off the right block, travel. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession, Mount Mercy. Now we're going to get Nicholson back in. Dubert will go out. Lady Ravens have 4 of the starting 5 on the court right now. 20-8, Lady Ravens in front. Here's a 3, air ball. It goes out of bounds on a hop. And I'm telling you what, for Mount Mercy, a bad sign when your leading scorer, who's averaging over 23 a game against Benedictine this year, throws up shots like that.
Well, and Dreckman is the player that Mount Mercy is going to have to get going, because you talk about she's leading scorer. She's been a multiple-time conference player of the week. I mean, earlier this season, just a couple weeks ago, she was averaging 22.5 points, 9 rebounds, and shooting almost 70% from behind the arc. So, again, she's a very capable player, and they're going to rely on her.
Here's Josie with it down the right side. Goes in, goes up, off the window, but won't quite roll in. But she will come to the free throw line for a couple of shots.
Yeah, right now Josie's being really aggressive. Right there, she got the ball at the top of the key and just lowered the shoulder, got into the lane, drew the contact, couldn't finish the shot, but she's going to get 2 free throws coming her way. Lady Ravens now leading by 12 with 8.5 left before the break.
And Josie's a pretty good free throw shooter on the season, too, at 80.6%. That one isn't even hard to move that net as it goes in. So Josie Weiser collects her 4th point of the evening, pushing Benedictine's lead down to 21-8. Second free throw rolls away, won't go down. 21-8 Benedictine. Up floor with the basketball, Mount Mercy. For Mount Mercy right now, maybe just ride out this hot streak by BC and hope that you're not too deep in a hole as you get later in the game. We have a top, it's going to be Marfel with it. Kicks it up to Strukin. She loses it. Josie picks it up, and it's going to be stolen back by Mount Mercy. Well, you think they're not letting them play a little bit out there? We're talking serious hand-to-hand combat. Coach Shearing, he is on his feet. Coach Shearing is
vocal as a coach. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Vocal's right up there.
Reminds me a little of John Lewis.
A little bit, but not different somehow.
Not as over the top.
And the ball's knocked away by Nicholson. Kennedy on the full run. Down, up, and Nicholson for two. The steal and the bucket for Kennedy. 23-8 Lady Ravens. 7:40 to go. And Gus, we haven't seen a point out of Mount Mercy. I've got them in 4.5 minutes since they put a point on the board.
Yeah, and that's the problem right now. A little turnaround jumper, they're going to miss that. Is we talked about if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to weather this storm. Well, they're not weathering it well. I mean, they're just allowing Benedictine to keep pulling away.
Here's J.J. with it. Back out on Josh. Left side. Back to Jacobs. 14-footer. Won't drop. Offensive board. Won't drop. But Frito's coming up for Elia Range. And that's going to be a second foul for Madison Dreckman. First foul, excuse me, the second foul now of the second quarter for Mount Mercy. Range free throw. Oh, yeah. And Elia Range has her 5th point. One more shot coming up for the senior from Jeff West High School. That one will be short. Rebound, Jacobs. Benedictine's going to stay on offense. Jacobs will bring it out to Kennedy. Nicholson accelerates, goes down the right side, skips it back out on top of the rain. She wants Roddinghouse. Roddinghouse backs in, changes directions, hook shot too soft. Rebound slapped down, out of bounds. Who's it off? And the official says, giving it to Mount Mercy. Oh, yeah. You know the best thing that happens in a basketball game is when the football team comes.
Yeah. Okay, we've learned something tonight.
Okay.
Baseline official, right? Backcourt official here.
And effective
placeholder.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said.
Just here.
She would not even make that call. She waited for official up top. Here's a 15-footer, Mount Mercy. Nope. Rebound on the floor, rolling around, out of bounds, Mount Mercy basketball. Range is helped to her feet by Roddinghouse. Oh, high school teammate.
No, Big 7 opponents. Big 7 opponents, right? Range and Roddinghouse.
Did you have Jeff West and Rubahol? No, Range. Oh, no, I meant it was Kramer.
Oh, Kramer. Okay,
yeah, old high school teammates. But, yeah, Range played against him in the Big 7. It'll be Mount Mercy ball. 20 set back on the shot clock. 24-8. Skip pass left side. Off the block. The shot is up and a foul on Riley. Riley Roddinghouse, first foul tonight. Benedictine's first foul of the second quarter. And again, 6:35 to go in the first half. We are not seeing a ton of fouls being called here this evening. I got a feeling we're not going to see a lot of fouls called here this evening. Free throw rolls around and in. That is the first point for Mount Mercy in like forever.
So many times you talk about it. As you kind of get to the end of the season, you get that tournament officiating. They're going to let the teams decide it a little more than the whistle.
Second free throw is no good. So that point coming at 6:32, the first second quarter point for Mount Mercy. Ravens down the court, feet to the left, and they're going to get a travel call on Jacob. She's a little miffed. She thought she got shoved, and I do too.
Thought she got shoved too, and Coach Folsom's going to take a good time out right here.
Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break. The Nolan Gym has never been louder. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. Women's college basketball postseason play. Benedictine 24, Mount Mercy 9.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Back with you here, the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. First 2 minutes between these two teams, the Ravens have an 82-54 advantage in points in the paint. And Benedictine, though, they've been scoring inside now. Oh, that's an easy layup. Somebody broke coverage, lost coverage, and an easy layup for Annika Headington for Mount Mercy.
But for Mount Mercy, 3 points so far in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Lady Raven defense doing a great job of really locking this thing down.
24-11 Benedictine. They've been up by as many now as 15. We go inside six. Underneath, Kramer. Give her two.
Really like how Kramer drives into the lane. Uses her body to kind of box out her defender and get that offhand to get the layup.
Coming to the free throw line, backing away with the basketball is going to be Skelton, not Mercy. On offense, Lady Ravens stay with that player, G. The feed will come about 17 feet away, starting into the lane, working down the left side, pulling it up is going to be Bonna Mason. They'll feed left, open in the corner, Marple. Drives to the side of the lane, puts a shot airborne, no good, but a Raven foul. And that's going to be on Ellie Raines. So Raines picking up the personal foul. It's going to be her first. Lady Ravens team foul two, second quarter. 5:27 to go in the half, 26-11. Benedictine in front. Winner of this one heads for Dubuque. Is that premature to say that? Here's a shot from about eight off the glass and good. And you know what? Annika Headington is the salvation for this team. And now down the floor, Benedictine snoozing on the inbound, and that's unforgivable.
Yeah, that time you had a player that was kind of stalking around. A little lackluster inbound was stolen away, and an easy shot was missed, but they're coming to the free throw line. See, it's plays like that that Mount Mercy is going to have to capitalize if they're going to find themselves to get back into this ballgame.
Jacobs is going to be called for the foul, and coming to the free throw line is going to be Marfel. She's looking for her first point of the game, and she's going to get it right there.
Central Method is starting to wake up a little bit, but I'm not sure if they have enough gas in that car. Right now it's Clark, 72, Central Method is 63 with only 3 minutes left.
Marfell, a 68% free throw shooter, is going to hit them both. And suddenly a little bit of a run by the Mustangs. 5:11 to go in the half. It is 26-15. A 6-0 run right now for Mount Mercy. Here's BC. Right side, Kramer. Broken against Marple. Kicks it back out on top. Two Ravens in the same spot. That's a problem. That's not how it's supposed to work. Here's Raines with it. In trouble. Gets double teamed. It's on the floor. The ball is loose. We get a jump ball called. Yeah. That was not a good position. We have players where they ought not to be. Now, while I don't know where they were supposed to be, I knew that's not where they were supposed to be.
Sometimes you run into that when you have a player that plays multiple positions. When they get out on the field or the floor, they kind of forget, am I the one? Am I the two? Am I the three? And so you kind of get yourself in the wrong position.
Beautiful movement to the basketball, and Kramer does not finish. Here comes Mount Mercy. And again, down the floor is going to be Marfel. So drive it over to the right side. Seesaw dribble working against Raines. Hook shot, no. Rebounding her back down is going to be Aaliyah. BC up the floor. Raines coming down the right side. Looks it over to Kramer. Long cross scores. All alone. Kennedy, three, too strong. And a rebound swept away by Headington. Headington up the floor, left side to Bonna Mason. Mount Mercy back on offense. Trailing only by 11. Little reverse layup, no. Rebound, Kramer. Alley racing down the floor. Look at the defenders just reaching in and slapping at her and the basketball. Now the pass for Nicole gets away, and the Ravens now suddenly gets turning it over and not playing crisply.
Yeah, and the Lady Ravens still find themselves with a double-digit lead, but right now they're struggling a little bit to just get up offensive shots on the other end. Too many turnovers. Again, timeout might not hurt them right now. They just kind of slow this down.
It's the postseason. Here's a 15-footer that's up and good. And in the postseason, you know what you've got to do? You've got to keep your foot on the gas. You can't let up. And suddenly the Raven lead that was 15 is 9. It's 26-17 at 3.5 to go in the half. Raines from 14, wide right. It wasn't even close. And a rebound pulled back down by Skelton. Here comes Mount Mercy.
The Lady Ravens shooting numbers starting to come down to earth a little bit. They're now back to just under 50%.
26-17, Benedictine, 3:10 to go.
Or excuse me, 38% from the field. They're still at 50 from behind the arc.
Here's a long three, missing, and the rebound taken away from Nicole, and Stork just didn't hustle after that one. Back down the left side, all the way to the baseline. Skelton backs in, drops the shoulder, puts it up and in. Skelton for two. Ravens really need a T.O. here, and they're not going to take it. 26-19, and that big lead is a memory with 2:48 to go and a half. And if you're Mount Mercy and you're back within single digits at halftime, you're where you need to be. The ball's going to be stripped away from Nicholson. Diving on the floor is going to be Kramer, and we get a jump ball possession. MMU. 2:39 to go in the opening half. Braves are going to make a trio of substitutions. Kramer Roddinghouse reigns out of the game. Hubert, Nicholson, Weiser, Stork, Misuraca are now the Benedictine Five. Going to pause the game for a moment as they get the floor toweled down with those players that dove on that basketball. So how's it going in Des Moines?
Yeah, the Des Moines game's over.
Okay.
Grandview won 86-77 over Peru. Clark is only up 9 with 3 to play.
2:29 to go in the first half here. Way out on top. It's going to be Dreckman, and if we get a Raven foul. Well, that was a little touchy thing.
Yeah, especially when we've been letting them play a little bit. The placeholder is going to call a foul right there. It'll be the first of the ball game against the Lady Ravens, Nicole Stork.
So Benedictine out, 14 fouls, shot blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Raven basketball.
That time, great job by the Lady Ravens getting the block, and the inbounder actually caught the ball, so she was self-standing out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover right there for Mount Mercy. So a nice defensive stand. Now the Lady Ravens need to get something going on the offensive end. They are 0 for the last 4. Mount Mercy on an 8-0 run over the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, they've been playing well. Benedictine's gotten cold. Here's a feed. I think that was a feed, and then it's going to be batted away by Mount Mercy. Ravens will have it into the baseline. 14 of the shot clock, 2:03 to go in the first half.
I think that was generous of you.
Yeah, wasn't it? I'm trying to, I don't want it to look too much like that. BC putting it in at the baseline, brings it in. Nicholson, topside, Josie. Mount Mercy in that player defense. They'll feed it right to Dubert. Dubert thought about the three, goes to Misuraca, back to Dubert, baseline. Shot! You heard the buzzer as it rattles in.
For a second, I was kind of wondering if the Lady Ravens even were aware of that shot clock. They had slowed it down, but they got the shot they wanted.
Ravens' first bucket in over 3 minutes, and we get another bucket on the other end of the floor. Madison Skelton picking up her sixth, and it's 28-21. Minute and a half to go, first half. So the big steam for the Lady Ravens is pretty much dissipated now. They just need to continue to persevere here. As now we get a whistle off the basketball. And a foul on Mount Mercy's Madison Skelton. It'll be her second, both in this quarter.
And Skelton picked up that second, so she's going to check out as we're going to see Maylie Morfill back in. Because the last thing you want to see for Coach Shuring is the Skelton to pick up that third foul in the last 80 seconds.
BC brings it into the free throw line. Out on top is Josie. Here's Lauren. Cuts down the left side of the lane. Pulls up the dribble outside. Gets it out on top to Kyra. Here's Dubert's three. Rolls off the rim. No. Marple rebounds it down. Misuraca ties her up. Now that's uneasy. If you're 6'3" and you've got to reach down and defend, you know, 5'8" player and get that ball tied up, that's hard. Ready to set the clock to 20. That was a question on the shot clock. So it will go to 20 for Benedictine, and we've got 1:05 to go. First half. Jump shot. No. Rebound, Nicholson. And the Ravens are going to keep it alive. Kennedy goes right side to Stewart. To Josie. Puts up a wild shot. No. Feed back to Josie. Yeah. What a play by Kyra. That was fantastic.
Kyra with the assist, Josie with the finish. Lady Ravens back up 9 with 40 seconds to go.
Runner from the left side. It's going to go in, and we're going to have a foul. Josie Weiser will pick up her first foul and an opportunity at a 3-point play. And they're going to give Gus Manley Marple a minute or two because she's coming up holding her right eye and her claim is that she was kind of poked in that, and also she's got a little limp as she comes into the free throw line. She went to the floor pretty hard.
I'm not going to spoil it for Joseph because he does such a good job of keeping us up to date on these scores around the conference, but there's one that kind of raises an eyebrow.
Wow, indeed there is. Joseph's going to be bringing you halftime here. Before very long, we've got 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. Looking to complete the three-point play, but it's up, no good. Getting her own rebound. Nobody boxed out Marple. How about that? So Marple has 4 points. Shot clock at 10, 9. Shot clock at 7. Over to the right side. Down to the baseline goes Headington. Shot clock at 2, at 1. It's up. It's no good. Ravens rebounded down. We've got 12 seconds left in the half. Benedictson would love a double-digit lead. They're up by 7 right now. Playing off the screen. Going left is Dubert. Kicks it out on top. Here's the 3. No, it's a 2, and it's no good. That was not the Jennifer Jacobs shot, but she had to take something. Time is getting away. It is halftime in the Nolan. We'll return to summarize it for you. The teams are headed for the locker room. Benedictus Lady Ravens 30, Mount Mercy 23.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime and it's girls' game ending. Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. A matchup of teams number 4 and 5. And Lady Ravens at home up 30-23 at the break. Say what, guys? BC rode that, and this is what pretty much every home team gets, that wave of emotion coming out of the gate, and they rode it and put together a big lead, got up by as many as 15.
Yeah, so the Lady Ravens came out, they shot the ball really well. They got themselves kind of where they wanted to be at the end of a quarter. But then we talked about it. The second quarter flipped for the two teams. And in the second quarter, Mount Mercy's offense started to come to life a little bit, and the Lady Ravens cooled off. Now they started to hit a few shots down the stretch to, you know, get themselves where they want to be. But, again, a lead is a lead when you come into the conference tournament. A 7-point lead right now at the break for the Lady Ravens. Yeah, I mean, you talk about it right now. Mount Mercy shooting 33%, 10 of 30. Benedictine, 12 of 33 for 36%. From behind the arc, I mean, this is the one stat that we talked about in the first quarter. Lady Ravens hit those. Let's make sure we got that right. Yeah, what about this? The Lady Ravens were 4 of 7 in the first quarter from behind the arc. In the second quarter, they went 0 for 2. They threw up 7 first quarter threes, only 2 in the second quarter. That's where the difference is in this ball game. Right now, Mount Mercy, they were 0 for 4 in the first quarter, 0 for 2 in the second quarter. They are 0 for 6 right now from behind the arc.
A stunning statistic in the first half, particularly bad if you're a Mount Mercy fan, is how well Benedictine has held Madison Dreckman to only 2 first-half points. Again, in the two meetings between these teams, she's at 24 and 25 in those two games, and she has been the team leader all season scoring. You've held her to 2, and that's huge.
Yeah, and she's 1 of 10 shooting, right? I mean, like, she's not even...
Not like she's afraid to shoot.
She's not scared to shoot, but her shots aren't even close right now, right? We saw her air ball up that 3. She's 1 of 10. She's 0 of 3 from behind the arc. I mean, right now, we're really just starting to see her struggle from behind the arc. Lady Ravens have to take advantage of that right now. The big number that stands out for me right now comes back to offensive rebounds. The Lady Ravens have 10 offensive rebounds. They've been able to convert on about half of those, turning that into 8 second chance points. 8 second chance points in a 7-point game is kind of your difference right now.
No question about it, Sid. Again, looking at the scoring, Ravens don't have anybody who's like got a big scoring lead, but man, they have great balance scoring the basketball.
Yeah, you talk about the balance that the Lady Ravens have had tonight. They have, what, 2, 4, 7 players in the scoring column right now. They are paced by Josie, 6 points to lead the way. Yeah, Josie with her 6 points to lead the way. 5 for Nicholson and Kramer. You've got 5 for Reigns and Rottinghouse, 2 for Dubert, 2 for Jennifer Jacobs right now. For Mount Mercy, they're getting points from their starters, not much else. 9 points for Annika Headington. It's 6 for Madison Skelton, 4 for Marfil, 2 apiece for Madison Dreckman and Annabella Mason.
Hey, the second half is going to be fantastic. And then, of course, we've got such a full week of basketball. We've got tomorrow, we've got Sports Look and 2 ball games. We've got 2 more ball games Friday. We've got 2 or 3 games Saturday. It is a jam-packed time of the year as we move right on the verge of getting into March. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back to bring in the second half of this women's game live here on Kent Radio, but with the halftime score in the Nolan Gym. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 30, Mount Mercy 23. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got your playoff halftime.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
And thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we go back to high school basketball with 2 games from the JC and girls sub-state tournaments. We begin at 6 p.m. We'll probably have a game about 6 p.m. and then again another game about 8 p.m. Friday brings us to boys sub-state semifinal games again at JCN. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the first game. A 8 p.m. game follows, and we will have the scoreboard show. It will be the last one of the season. Saturday brings us to JCN sub-state championship games. We don't know right now how many games for sure that we will be carrying. Join us for 2 or 3 games Saturday. We'll keep you posted. I'll be back in just a moment.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane and outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose B&P Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, first we're going to begin with a little bit of high school basketball. With high school boys basketball results coming in, we have Atchison High beating El Dorado 70-32. Quite a victory for the Phoenix. In the Holton at Ottawa game at the half, Ottawa was leading Holton 30-22. We have a final in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference with Grandview topping Peru State 86-77. Clark beat Central Methodist 80-67. In the third, with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to go, it is, well, at the half, I'm sorry. At the half, it is Benedictin 30, Mount Mercy 23. In the third, with 6 minutes and 1 second to go, it is Missouri Valley 44, Mid-America Nazarene 42. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talent a dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A red flag warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Clear skies tonight with lows around 26. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Lows dip down to about 36 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 30 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 24 out there with the winds out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 43%, the dew point 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.40 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're about ready to go to the second half of tonight's Women's College postseason tournament basketball game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The matchup of numbers 4 and 5. Benedictine at home leads Mount Mercy 30-23. Welcome back, everybody. And many thanks to Joseph, producer, engineer, halftime guy extraordinaire, back at the Gear Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you. Gus Counts and a cast of Benny with us here tonight, Tom Gaston. Here we go. Alternate position gives it about Mercy. Gus, what about Saints to come back from behind? What have they got to do?
Hit some threes.
Hit some shots.
Well, not just shots. I mean, they've done okay there, but I think they've got to hit a three, right? They're 0 for 6. They're going to turn the ball over on the first possession in the second half. You're going to have to hit some threes if you're going to win. Oh, nice game.
And Benedictine, as they come down with it, Kramer turns and shoots it, kicks it off the window and scores. For the Lady Ravens to hold on to win, what have they got to do?
You know, that right there. Get the ball to the low block, hit some shots underneath, use some clock, and play better defense, maybe. Defense was really good in the first quarter, but as the game has progressed, they've kind of lacked off and not boxed out well enough.
Here's a drive over to the right side. Shot clock's at 8. Back and in. Twist and turn. And the shot is going to be up and good. And tell you what, Anika Headington is the only reason Mount Mercy's even in this game. We're a minute into the third quarter, 32-25, Benedictine by 7.
We talked about it just a second ago, that you've got to play better defense. That time it was a little spin move, and she's wide open for a layup.
Ravens are going to have the original five out there with Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Rottinghouse. Here's a left-handed layup. Boy, there it is again, that signature left-hand spin shot by Jennifer Jacobs. That is only her fourth point tonight. 34-25 again. The Lady Ravens go up 9, 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Super low scoring game. That's got to help Benedictine, I think. You hold a team to 20-some points at halftime. 20 what, 3 was it? Yeah. That's a pretty good defensive half.
Now we're going to get a foul away from the basketball. It's going to go against Kennedy Nicholson. They're going to say that she was holding away from the basketball. It'll be the first foul of the second half.
And Kennedy's first foul tonight. Benedictine up 9. The ball comes into the baseline left. Mount Mercy with the ball. Back it in. Back it in. Now across off the screen. Great defense by Nicholson. It comes back out on top again. And they're going to have to reset the offense. That's going to be Marfa with it. Little collision. No foul called. Back out to the baseline. There's a 3. Air ball. Out of bounds. And they're going to go off Kramer. And again, Gus, that 3 was by Madison Dreckman. But you know what? If you ask Madison, the best thing that could happen tonight, she'd say, be listening to the game here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. That's what she'd say. I'm sure.
Now, the ball's going to go out of bounds, last touched by Benedictine, but the shot clock went off as it went out of bounds, and the officials are trying to decide whether possession change, whether there was 1 second left on the shot clock, or whether we should go to the video and see if we can figure it out. And I'm going to tell you, they're not going to come to a good conclusion here. The question is, how much does it matter? We have not heard that buzzer go off, what, twice tonight so far, maybe? 8:03 to go in the third quarter, and indeed, they are going to go to the video. Look at the size of that video. I've seen postage stamps on number 10 envelopes larger than that picture. I don't know how they ever hope to establish these sort of things when they go to that screen. Tomorrow night on Care Radio, gosh, how about we do sports look? Start right out the gate, huh? Right after the Brian Hagan evening report. So around 5:50, 20, something like that, we're going to have the Care Radio evening after the evening report, we're going to have sports look. And in sports look, we're going to get you up on not only the Hartford Bearcats Athletic Conference and that postseason tournament, but we're going to be talking about the brackets. These games are going on in the sub-states. They're all now going to be going to the sub-state sites. The home games are done. And so, yeah, it's that. Well, I say home games are done, except for the Phoenix, who, of course, winning handily over Eldo tonight. They're going to be at home once again.
Okay, do you like that? We've got time to talk about this.
What's
do you like 4A, 5A, and 6A, where it is, like, not at a site, per se? It's just the higher seed's the home team.
Can I give you two words on that?
Hate it.
Love going to the sub. There's something about going to the sub-state site and getting those Final Four teams and those Final Four fan bases and the games and, oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it more on Sports Look tomorrow night. I'm going to go opposite because I don't care about going to some random gym on a team who's probably not in the tournament still, and, you know.
That's the best part of it. Okay, we got a topic here. On the inbound, the shot is up and in for the baseline right, and again, Annika Hennington continues to just hold her team. She's grabbed him because she's throwing him on her shoulders and trying to get him to the end here tonight.
Yeah, so the official said there was 1 second left when the ball went out of bounds, and Mount Mercy gets it in and got a clean shot off.
And now Jacobs coming up the floor is going to be bumped and fouled. It's going to be Anais Bonamason picking up her first foul tonight. It'll be team foul one of the third quarter by the Mustangs. 7:42 to go in the third. Benedictin by seven. It'll be Kramer bringing it in. Brains, Jacobs, Rodinghouse. Now the feed, JJ, little hook shot. See, that's the wrong side for her. She went ahead to go for the right that time, and it did not go in. And back up the floor with it. Here comes Mount Mercy driving in. And there's the shot. And again, it misses for Hennington. Or rather for Madison Dreckman.
Wow. That time Riley getting a little bit of a hand on it.
Turning around in the lane. The shot. Good. Allie Kramer with nine. 36-27 with 7:11 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front. A runner down the floor. No. Rebound. Rodinghouse had it. Lost it. Had it. Lost it. On the floor. Mount Mercy picks it up. We've got four bodies on the floor.
Going to get a foul, and I believe it's going to be Rodinghouse. And she was just kind of laying on the floor. It wasn't her fault, but the player fell over her, and, well, being on the floor is going to cost her that foul. It'll only be her second, so the Lady Ravens is going to be their second in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Rodinghouse will check out. Mizoraka back in.
Mandy Marple, every time she comes up off the floor, you see her, she gets up just like, you know, like she may not be able to take another step. And you see that all the time with an athlete. They'll do that, and they're like, oh. And the next thing you know, they're the first one down the floor on the other end for a breakaway or something. You know, I mean, I think it's a ploy. Here comes Marple with it. Back off on top to Dreckman. Kicks it left. Long two. Up and no. Rebound. Jacobs. Jennifer coming up with a basketball. Gets it over to Lauren Dubert, who's come into the game. And the Ravens now with Miss Uraka Reigns, Jacobs, Dubert, Nicholson.
Big possession right here for the Lady Ravens. And I say that because this is a chance to push this game back up to double figures.
And now we got a foul off the basketball. And it is going to be on Mount Mercy. And I think it is going to be on Madison. Wait for him to give us that official okie dokie on this. No, the foul is going to be on Hennington. It'll be her second. And Benedict will be putting it into their offensive end. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens for the basketball, leading it by nine.
36-27. Here's Range spinning in, stop and change the direction. Kisses it way up high off the square. It is. It was a great job by Range. Turned to the right, got her defender to overcommit, and then turned back into the left and was able to knock down the shot. That is a tough, tough play.
And this really, another smart part of that is making sure you have the angle. You took it high off the backboard and let it come down. You go too flat with that, it gets bumped. It gets rejected.
Here's a falling away shot, and two more for Headington. Gus, she's got six in the quarter, 15 of her team's 29.
Yeah, right now she's just trying to keep Mount Mercy afloat, and she makes this thing back to a nine-point game, 38-29.
Down the right side, backing in. Reigns backs up and lays it up and in. Aaliyah Reigns, she's got nine. 40-29, Lady Ravens again up by 11. They've led at one point as many as 15. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Here's a long three. That was almost an air ball. Mount Mercy is so, it's not like we're barely missing threes. They are so far off. Turning around, Reigns gets fouled. Leah Reigns coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. 5:17 to play in the third quarter. And this foul is going to be on. Who's it going to be on?
That's
32.
Is it Skelton?
Okay.
For a third.
That's it. Reigns, the gym got quiet. The free throw got good. Aaliyah Reigns, 10 points. How about that? And we've still got 5:17 to go in the third quarter. The senior from Meriden, Kansas, out of Jeff West. Old Tiger back in the day. Second free throw, perfect. Aaliyah Reigns.
Wrong color scheme.
Wrong color. Not orange, red.
Yeah, they went red and black.
42-29. Benedictine now up 13. Wide open right side. Shot is up. Missing! And a rebound pulled down by Lauren Dubert. She's bumped from behind. Keeps the dribble alive. Attacks the basket. And slips and falls, and they're going to call her for a travel. But is she okay would be my bigger concern. Perhaps a little more embarrassed than injured, but when you slip like that, well, you can get hurt. Inside, five to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with a 13-point lead. Mount Mercy glides over to the right side. Marple has it. Guarded by Rain. Can't get anywhere. Swings it back over to the left side to Bonna Mason. Off on top. Is that Dreckman? No, that's going to be Headington. Now the feed to the baseline, and the runner across the baseline is going to be good. Marple, she's got six. Here's the thing that Marple does. She brings energy, man. She is just like, she's flying. See that collision? Is that not a foul? And now they're going to say it's off Benedictine. Oh, my gracious. Our official on the other side is struggling tonight. Just struggling. Firstly, it should have been a foul. Secondly, she points the wrong way. You're right. Her teammates are having to carry a load tonight. 4:20 to go in the third quarter.
They're also putting the basketball in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it went in the forecourt instead of the backcourt. Here comes BC. Driving down, it's Reigns, crosses over, and gets two more! Aaliyah Reigns, because this may be the best game she's played this season. 44-31. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And now we're going to get a foul on the upcourt drive. It's going to go against Lauren Dubert. For Dubert, it'll be her second. For the Lady Ravens, it'll be their third of the third quarter with 4 minutes left here. Lady Ravens ahead now. 44-31, Mount Mercy with the ball.
Putting it in at the baseline. A spinning shot. No, they didn't get the shot away. That was great defense by Dubert. They didn't get that travel. On the right side is Marple. Back out on top. It'll go. Krogman in the game. And the Ravens are going to take it away. Here comes Dubert. Outlet up the floor. Reigns stops. Pops. Give her two more. I give Dubert a 30-foot assist right there. Reigns with two more points.
There we go. I was going to say, I'm a little surprised Shearing had stopped it. She's going to do it right there.
And we're taking a timeout, Joseph, with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Benedictine back on her roll. Lady Ravens 46, Mount Mercy 31.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
I'll tell you what, gymnasium is as packed as we've seen it all season long. With 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the third quarter, Benedictine's Lady Ravens, who have never trailed in the game, enjoy a 15-point lead. That equals their largest advantage tonight. They're up 46-31. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the Nolan Gym. Tom Counts it. Lady Ravens come out of the court with Aaliyah Raines and Lauren Dubert, Kyra Mishiraka, Kennedy Nicholson, and Jennifer Jacobs. Benedictine to the home, whites with red and black. Navy blue and white for Mount Mercy. Now the shot misses. Rebound Nicholson. Here comes BC. Ravens run. Skip pass into the lane. Jacobs, that's her left hand, but that one doesn't go in. And a rebound cleared away by Dreckman. And Ravens are going to steal it back. What a job, Miss Uraka. Kyra feeds to Jacobs. Lobs it back out on top. Dubert. Oh, that was a nice screen. And Dubert shot missing wide right. Up with it is Marple. Look at her go. She's full tilt, loses her footing, falling on the floor. Dubert can't save it. It's out of bounds off Benedictine. Because there's one thing to be just a full tilt, wide open, fast player, and there's one to be just recklessly and wild out of control.
Yeah, just a little wild. How about Clark tonight? They have punched their ticket to round two. They will play the winner of this ball game, Clark, a 80-67 win over Central Methodist. In the other game, you had Grandview winning that one, 86-77. And they're awaiting the winner of Mid-America and Missouri Valley.
Marple's got to come out of the ball game, and Tatum Griffin checks in for Mount Mercy. Here's a backdoor pass, and there was no one there. Total miscommunication, and that's what happened. Tatum Griffin had just come in. She had cut one way. The pass expected her to be going the other way, and it goes easily out of bounds. That would be great. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens up 15 with the basketball. Dubert skips it out on top to Nicole Stewart. Left side to Rain. She accelerates, goes into the lane, stops, kicks it over to the edge. Dubert eludes her defender, goes in off the block. Shot is off the rim, and it doesn't go in, but she got fouled and will come to the line. The whistle is on Tatum Griffin.
And for Tatum, it's going to be, what, her second team foul, number four, for Mount Mercy here in the third quarter. This is the last time you saw a game get this deep and a team still hadn't connected on a three-pointer.
Remarkable. Not in this day and age. The first free throw rolls around for Dubert. It is Ann Lauren's third point today. How many have they missed now?
0 for 8.
8. It feels like more. It feels like a dozen or something. Second free throw perfect. Lauren Dubert has 4. 48-31 Benedictine with only 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Mount Mercy's going to come back. They got to start pretty soon. You can't wait to the fourth quarter with this kind of a deficit. There's your three you were talking about. It's finally going to get one, and it'll be off the hand of Annika Headington. Headington has 9 of her team's 11 points in this quarter. Ravens 3. No. Rebound on the floor. Jump ball. Finally. Stork getting tangled up with Carly Krogman. Possession arrow, BC. Ravens are going to have it in between the Raven bench and the lane down to the baseline. So on the left side of the baseline, going to be brought in. Top side, Kramer gets it back to Mishiraka, to Dubert. She'll go threes wide right. Rebound underneath Raines. The follow, the bucket, and the plus one. Yeah, because this is the best game Aaliyah's played this year.
This year, I was going to maybe even say in her 5 years.
Maybe.
I mean, she's just having a fantastic game, right? All of her shots are falling. She's been getting backside rebounds. Like, look, She's now 7 of 11 from the floor. She's 3 of 4 from behind the arc. She's got 5 boards tonight, 1 assist, and only 1 foul. I mean, this has been a spectacular outing for Aaliyah.
12 points in this quarter for Reigns. The free throw does not go in, and the Benedictine lead now is 50-34, their largest of the game, with a minute 50 to go in the third.
Because by the time this thing's over, she's going to be flirting 20. With, I'm sure, her career high, right?
Oh, yeah. Here's a shot off the window. That was a pretty shot. And knocking it in is going to be Madison Dreckman. Can you believe that's only her second basket tonight? Ravens down the court, feed over to the left side. Dubert out on top. Stork back to Dubert. Minute and a half to go in the third. Now Benedictine's going to, they're going to be a little more selective right here, I would expect. Out on top, Stork goes right side, Reigns, speeds down low, and it's mishandled. Did she save it in time? No. Got to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to give it back. 50-36, Lady Ravens with a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Up the floor, Madison Dreckman swings it right side, Strukin, Sadie to Marfa. And again, she just kind of stumbles and staggers around with the ball. She's just like out of control. Now the ball batted away. What a steal. How many times does a 5 make a steal off a 3 like that? Not very often. Great job for Benedict and Kymer Misuraca with the steal.
Coach Folsom tells his team, let's get back and let's run a little clock.
15 on the shot clock. Dubert drives, shoots, and gets it up and in. Going right through Carly Kropman's defense. Dubert has a half a dozen. Shot clock and game clock separated by about 8 seconds. In the baseline right, the feet comes in the middle. It's going to be a bad bounce pass. The ball is on the floor. Misuraca takes it away. Here comes Benedictine. Reigns was open. They couldn't spot her. Now they'll get it to her. She'll put it up. Won't get it. Offensive board underneath Dubert. Out on top. 12 seconds left. They're going to back it away and take the last shot on the third. Ravens are going to be up 16 or more after three quarters. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Kramer gets fouled with 0.3.
And that foul is going to be the second of the ball game against Dreckman. So for Dreckman, it'll be her second. Team foul 5. It doesn't really matter with 0.3 seconds. Because in ladies basketball, all 2 shots.
Gets quiet. Free throw's perfect. Allie Kramer, because she's in double figures. That's her 10th point right there. 0.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Gets to both free throws. And that will be the end of the third. Going to the fourth quarter in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 54, Mount Mercy 36.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Well, Gus, Benedictine wins that quarter 24-13. It goes to the fourth with an 18-point lead. Welcome back to the Nolan Gym, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. The Lady Ravens have not played better, I don't believe, at any point this season. They are shooting the ball well. They are playing great team basketball. BC hitting 21 of 48 shots, but only really 4 of 11. Oh, thank you. 4 of 11. From outside, they can do better than that. 8 of 13 at the free throw line. But they are just playing well. And you know what? You could say Mount Mercy is 1-9 from 3, and they are, but I'm telling you what, I'm giving a lot of props to that Raven defense. They got something to do about that.
How about this? The Lady Ravens have only attempted 4 3-pointers since the first quarter and haven't hit one. They're 0-for-4 since the first quarter. They built that big lead on those 3-pointers and then have just kind of worked the ball inside as the game has progressed.
Well, as we get underway in the fourth quarter, Mount Mercy puts up and hits a three. So just seconds into the fourth, they cut the Raven lead to 15. At the baseline, Josie goes up, gets fouled. Did Josie play in the third?
Nope.
Because she's going to start the fourth quarter. And on the floor for Benedictman, it's going to be Riley Roddinghouse, Jennifer Jacobs, Josie Weiser, Alec Kramer, Kennedy Nicholson.
You kind of saw in that first possession for Mount Mercy, they put up the three. They got really aggressive coming down the floor on the other end. This feels like kind of that last push for Mount Mercy, right? They're just going to sell out, see what happens in the next 9.5 minutes.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what else? I guess maybe instead of that, what else are you going to do as Josie hits both free throws, her 8th point of the night?
Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul against Allie Kramer. That's not what you want to do, is start collecting fouls 27 seconds into the fourth quarter and getting Mount Mercy into a situation where they can score without time coming up.
Kramer's first foul of the ball game. We're 1/2 minute into the fourth quarter. It's 56-39. Lady Ravens up 17. The lob to the free throw line. Mount Mercy goes baseline right, puts up a quick shot that misses. Jacobs rebounds it. Here comes the Benedictine offense.
That would be a big thing for the Lady Ravens here in this fourth quarter, is not allowing multiple opportunities for Mount Mercy. That was a great job clearing away the missed shot and getting the ball back up court.
Out on top, it's going to be Weiser. Gets it over to Kramer. Kramer slides right, pulls up for three, rims up, no good. Rebound Mount Mercy.
Don't mind that shot right there for Kramer. She's good from three, and they waited till the clock was down to single digits before they put up that big three.
Up court pass, chasing, slap out of bounds, Josie Weiser. See, you saw right there a flash of the speed that Josie has. I mean, she is very, very fast. Got that ball, knocked it out of bounds, and is going to force Mount Mercy to inbound it in front of their bench. They'll bring it in out on top to Anais Bonamason. The three, and another one is going to be up and good. And that one is by Madison Dreckman. Dreckman getting her first three here tonight. 56-42.
But what Mount Mercy can't allow is to trade shots right now.
Nope. Josie will feed in for Jacobs, and it's going to be stolen away. And here you go. This is Mount Mercy's run right here. They're going to get back in the game. Here's Abson. And the upcourt pass knocked away and stolen by BC. Roddinghouse goes to Kramer, who loses it. She was sliding. Is that a travel?
She was sliding, but she brought the ball from the right hip over the top of her to the left hip, and that's going to be called rolling with the ball, right? And that's what Coach Folsom says. But she was sliding, and he says right hip, left hip.
So if you pinned it against the hip and kept sliding, it would have been cool.
You're fine. Yep. But the second you brought that ball across your body, it's an act of sitting up.
Because Kennedy Nicholson for Benedictine is first in the conference and made 3-pointers. And here's a play down the court and another foul by Allie Kramer, her 2nd of the game, both of them in this fourth quarter.
Both of them in the fourth quarter. That time she reached up and got a hold of Headington as Headington was breaking to the bucket. And the problem is they're going to say Headington was in the act of shooting. I'm not so sure about that one.
Headington, a good free throw shooter. 78.9 hits the first one. And again, she's carrying this team. That is her 19th point now tonight. Look at that. How well behaved are those babies? Second free throw coming up for Annika. No! Rebound, Jennifer Jacobs. And see this? The full court pressure that you get applied down there by Marple. And in that pressure, she picked up a foul. Now she's talking a little bit out there. She's got things to say. Thoughts to share, opinions to enjoy. 7:55 to go in the ballgame. It'll come in now to Kennedy Nicholson, who's returned it to the floor. Knocked out of her hands, and a little headlong dive by Headington. Again, Headington is wanting this game, okay? She has given everything out there. It'll be Benedictine basketball in the backcourt. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Yeah, nice timeout to take. We'll enjoy it. Joseph, a break at 7:50 to go in this women's college basketball game, where it's Benedictine 56, Mount Mercy 43.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Just looking through the game high scorings, and Aaliyah Raines, high scoring coming into tonight. I'm just looking to make sure that I'm right. 19 against Peru State on November the 21st. And where's she at now? She's at 17. Here's a little shot. Josie for two. Double figures down for Josie Weiser. Benedictine up 58-43. Three-point shot. Boom! Goes Madison Dreckman. Maybe she's found the range. Benedictine might be thrilled it wasn't a couple of quarters ago. 58-46. 7-11 to go. For the Lady Ravens, I don't know. I'm anything about coaching or basketball, but I would think it's crucial to not play now. Just get conservative and play to not lose. Here's a three, Nicholson. Wham! I cringed a little bit because when you see a shooter think about a shot and then pull it back and then shoot it, typically it doesn't go well. That was a great job right there by Kennedy. Little reverse layup, and Headington's at 21. 61-48. Benedictine, 6.5 to play. Now, the problem for Mount Mercy is with every trip up and down the floor, the clock gets a little further along. Here's Jacobs, back right, Roddinghouse. As Roddinghouse has gotten healthier this year, she's gotten better. Shot clock down at 4 and at 3, and the shot by Kramer at the buzzer, good for two more.
Perfect possession for the Lady Ravens. They used 30 seconds and got a bucket, right? You come away with all the clock coming off and points.
And you push yourself to a 15-point lead inside 6. A little 15-footer. Won't go. Josie with a rebound. Here she comes. Looking to bring it up the floor. Attack in the basket. Now Wisely brings it back out on top. Earlier in the game, you'd have gone ahead and gone to the rack with that. Ball going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Annika Headington.
Lady Ravens going to make a couple substitutions. They're going to bring Raines back into the ball game. They're also going to bring in there Lauren Dubert and Mizoraka will finally come up to the scores table. And I'm going to tell you something, that we are down to the last 5 minutes and 42 seconds of one of these two seasons.
Yep,
okay,
100%.
Right, whoever loses this game is not getting the phone call here in a week to go to the national tournament.
That is absolutely accurate. You're talking about teams with 17 and 18 wins right now.
Talking about a team that whoever loses tonight will have 11 losses.
Yeah. 5.5 to go in the ballgame. Here's a three for Dubert. Off the front limit of Ram and a rebound. Cleared down by Mount Mercy. And up the floor, Madison Skelton. Skelton on top of Headington. She's going to hit another one. You knew she would. She has just been everything to this team tonight. That is 24 points for Annika Headington. Wow. 63-51, 5 minutes to play. Ravens up topside. Game's only an hour and a half long already. Incredible, moving fast. Dubert, topside.
A little less than that. Remember, we started 7 minutes late.
True. Here's a little falling away shot. Nicholson, two more.
What a crossover right there by Kennedy Nicholson. She crossed up her defender. The defender falls to the ground, and then she steps back and knocks down a little jumper.
That's how they teach him at Eisenhower High School, right, like that. Here's a shot up off the left side, and they're going to get a Raven foul, I think, on Kyra.
I bet Jagger could play basketball.
Anything.
Right? He was an Eisenhower kid, right?
Anything he wanted to play. Didn't make any difference. However, the more contact, the better.
Oh, that's probably true.
Free throw here is perfect. And Anias Bonamason, the 6-foot senior from Agen, France, is her third, and this free throw falls out no good. So Bonamason with 3:65:52. 4.5 to go, and Ravens could take this thing down, Gus, to 4 minutes. Here's Rain. He wants to get it to JJ. Does inside the shot. No! And again, I thought that was money. Here comes Mount Mercy. Skelton weaves left, cuts right, passes it out on top to Headington. She drops the shoulder, pushes in, nothing there. Working against Rain. Comes out on top. Here's the three. Dreckman, no. Rebound. Pulled down by Kyra.
I'm shocked Headington didn't shoot that three, even with a hand in her face, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She should have. Out on top is going to be Range. Takes a look over Coach Folsom, and the Ravens are going to back it away. 15 on the shot clock, 3:45 to go. Benedictine up 13. Lady Ravens want to play again. They want to take a road trip Saturday. Back and in, Range stops, in trouble, kicks it back left. JJ up, missed again. And a rebound pulled down by Mount Mercy. 3:20 to go. Madison Skelton out in front of the Mount Mercy bench, crosses at the free throw line, gets it to Dreckman. Back out on top again to Skelton. Tries to go in, falls away, puts a shot up, somehow got a nice roll. Skelton has 8. But the time, is a problem. And tell you what, Tim Shearing knows that he's going to take a timeout. We're taking a break, Joseph, with only 3:09 to play in tonight's game. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 65, Mount Mercy 54.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
You were talking about the shooting of Kennedy Nicholson and how she has no fear. Well, not only is she number one in the conference and made three-pointers a game coming into this one today, she's got 149 career three-pointers, 9th overall in program history, 3 away from passing Jackie Ziesel, and she's got 2 tonight. So 3 ties Jackie, or 2 tied at Jack. She's tied with Jackie now at 2. And 1 more to take the number 7 spot. Back and in, the shot left-handed. Again, it won't go in for Jacobs, but this time she will draw the foul and come to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Bonamason.
All right, stab in the dark. Who's going to be the all-time three-point leader?
For BC women?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you would think of a player like Jessie, but she just wasn't probably here long enough to do it.
Both free throws are good for Jennifer Jacobs. She's got a half a dozen points tonight.
That'd be a fun one to think about.
Who is the leading three-point shooter for Benedictine? Here's a drive to the right side. A little running hook shot misses. Missed your rocket with a rebound. That was a desperation shot right there. Here comes BC. Ravens up the floor and going to be taking some time. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Lady Ravens in front, 67-54. Going to get another foul call. Ravens put the ball in play. 2:12, 67-54. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be Reigns back up between the circles. Kennedy Nicholson around to the left. Lauren Dubert. Benedictine
Dubert drives in, crosses over, reverse layup, will go down. And a rebound swept away by Dreckman. Minute 50 to play. Twisting, turning, spinning, and the shot is going to be up and good. Miley Marple with 8. And it's 65-56. 3. Shot. No. Rebound underneath Benedictson. Lady Ravens feet across all alone. Nicholson underneath. And the defense was flat-footed because they know this game is over.
Yeah, right there. They just kind of understood that there's 90 seconds left. They're down 13. And for Mount Mercy, there's a minute 21 left in their season.
And Warren Dubert, well, playing that hard defense, but picks up a foul. Coach Foles is saying he didn't have to play that good a defense, right? But it is only team foul 4, so no free throws are being shot. It comes in back on the right side to Dreckman. Look at the defensive reins on Dreckman. She's given up 6-8 inches. 3-point shot right side, good. Marple. 69-59 with a minute 10 left. Timeout, yeah. Taking a break with Mount Mercy. Joseph, maybe our last one of the game. With a minute 10 to go this evening. Lady Ravens, 69, Mount Mercy, 59.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To go in the ball game tonight. Welcome back to the Nolan Gym, everybody. 69-59, Benedictine in front. Lady Ravens coming out with Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Rain, Smith, Siraka. One, 10 to go. Here's the thing. Against Benedictine in this gym, guys, you know how good Mount Mercy's done over the years?
Not well.
Not well. They're coming in tonight 0-6 against BC here. Never have won in this building, ever. Going to get another foul in the upcourt play as Mount Mercy trying to prolong the game, trying to give themselves some opportunities, and coming to the line is going to be Allie Kramer. She's 2-2 at the free throw line tonight. 13 points. Allie having a night. Free throw here. Rims out, won't go.
Yeah, you talk about the game Allie Kramer's having. I mean, she's 5 of 7 from the floor. She's got those 13 points to go along with 5 rebounds, 4 assists. That's a really good night for your point.
Second free throw is good. So Allie has 14, 70-59. And we're at a minute, and the Ravens are going to steal it. That's Allie Kramer coming up with a steal. Now, Allie gets fouled. Here's the deal. You talked about her shooting and her scoring. We just saw her steal a ball. But you got to understand, Allie Kramer comes in with 266 career assists, 12th all-time. And tell you what, she's about ready to move up another spot and crack the top 10. And tonight's game is going to help that. Here's a free throw. No, it kicked out. What's Allie got tonight? Oh, shit. There's where she at, assist-wise. 4 more. That second free throw is good. 15 points, Allie Kramer, 71-59.
Now, as Mount Mercy gets to the forecourt, Coach Shuring going to utilize what is his last timeout right there.
Okay, well, we're going to hang on here. Joseph, we're going to keep it right here. 51 seconds. Separate Benedictine from the semifinal of the conference tournament Saturday. And a trip, a joyful little hop to Dubuque, Iowa. But here's the thing. If I'm Clark, I think I'm thrilled to see Benedictine come out. The only team to have beaten Clark all year. And they did it in Dubuque in their earlier meeting this year. If I'm Clark, I want to get a shot back at that.
Yeah, right? That's the lone loss on the season for Clark. Clark also with a 13-point win here tonight as they knocked off Central Methodist 80-67. Looks like Mid-America is probably going to hold off Missouri Valley. And we'll talk about Mid-America, Missouri Valley playing tonight. That was a rematch of the head coaches for the national title game when Ben Lister was at Baker and John Lewis won his national title with Mid-America.
We got free throws coming up for Benedict. I missed the technical.
Timeout. I think he called a timeout when they said he didn't have one.
Oh, okay. The range hits the
I know, but I'm going to guess it's not right. Because she came to the book and she said zero and pulled out.
So Aaliyah Range got 17 points through three quarters. Hadn't scored in the fourth quarter until those two free throws. And so the Ravens not only get a couple of points to get the ball back, leading it now by 14 with 51 seconds left. And do we get a foul before the ball gets in? Yeah. Foul is going to be on Carly Krogman. Krogman picking up a foul. It'll be her first. And back in the free throw line, it'll be Allie Kramer. Allie's what, 4 out of 6 tonight at the free throw line? 15 points. That one, yeah. Got it. This is a big win for this Lady Raven team, who frankly, Gus, has kind of stumbled down the stretch of the regular season. Second free throw short.
Yeah, Coach Moody always talks about February as being moving month, and for the Lady Ravens, it was a month where they saw two wins. So struggled a little bit, faltered down the stretch, but a big win here tonight against a good Mount Mercy team.
Bonna Mason misses a shot. Kyra comes up with the rebound, and Bonna Mason shoves her out of bounds to the delight of the student across the way. With 36 seconds to go. You know, like 5.5 hour ride to Cedar Rapids is going to be like a 12-hour ride tonight, right? On the way home from this.
You can't make Cedar Rapids in under six, I don't think.
We go to the free throw line where Kyra Mishiraka steps up. She hasn't scored tonight. And the first one goes out, no good. So Kyra, who's been a real player for this team, has never scored a lot, but she's gotten a lot of points. This free throw is good. So she'll collect her first tonight, 75-59. And Allie Kramer coming off the floor, her last time off the floor here at Benedictine.
Here comes Aaliyah Rain. And is Ms. Rocker a senior?
Yep.
There she goes.
There you go, the seniors coming off the floor. But wait a minute, that's not all of them, is it? That's all of them on the floor. No, we got Josie to get out yet. 30 seconds to three, nope, rebound down by Josie. Coach says, slow it down, guys. Shot clock is off. Will Mount Mercy bother fouling? Can't imagine why. Reaching around, trying to slap it away. Tatum Griffin. Tatum's looking up her coach. Coach, what do you want me to do? Coach says, stand there. And that's going to do it, folks. The final score tonight in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 75. Mount Mercy, 59. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
I was a happy crowd at the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium tonight, where a great turnout saw just maybe the best effort of the season by the Lady Ravens as they take a win in the first round of the conference tournament, 75-59 over Mount Mercy. And our Lady Ravens had big nights tonight.
Yeah, so for Mount Mercy, when it boils down to it, she didn't have enough to get over the top, right? Six players scored. Five of those were your starters. The only player who scored that wasn't a starter was Daisy Struchin. She had a three in the fourth quarter. For Lady Ravens, they came out early, hit four threes in the first quarter, built up that 20-8 lead at the end of the quarter, took the 30-23 lead into the locker room, and just kind of cruised in this ball game. Scoring for Mount Mercy, Anika Headington, how about her, 24 points tonight. Scoring then drops down to 11 for Malia Marfold. It was 10 for Madison Dreckman, 8 for Madison Skelton, 3 for Emily Schumer, and 2 for Anissa Bonamason. Oops, hey, thank you. Scoring for Benedictine, it was a 19-point ball game for Aaliyah Rain. Dropped down to a 16-point contest for Allie Kramer. It was 12 for Kennedy Nicholson. Josie Weiser with a 10-point night. Scoring then drops down to 6 for Lauren Duber, 6 for Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Roddinghouse with 5 tonight, and then Kyra Mizoraka knocking down a free throw late, getting her name in the scoring column as well. For the Lady Ravens, they now move to 19-10. They'll move on to round 2, and what? We're trying to see if I've got that final score, but it looks... Yep, okay, Mid-America holds off Missouri Valley 83-78. Mid-America, the hottest team in the heart of America Athletic Conference, having not lost since Christmas break. With that being said, the heart of America Athletic Conference has held suit, right? 1, we'll play 4. 2, we'll play 3.
The way it's supposed to work out.
Why play these first games,
the way
right?
It's supposed to go. Well, again, congratulations to the Benedictine Lady Ravens. They played great when they needed to in the postseason, and we will keep you posted as to tip-off time with their game against Clark on Saturday and the Kiel Center, right?
Yep. There Kiel you go. Center in Dubuque.
Want to thank you for having me join us tomorrow. We got plenty going on. Sports Look starts things at 5:15, 5:20 after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, and then
wait, we're busy this time of the year?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay,
we're gonna fill it up tomorrow night. Then we're gonna race down to Winchester for women's class 2A. The girls will be playing, and so we'll have two games from Winchester in the 2A JCN Substate. Gotta thank you for having me join us. Final score again tonight: the Benedictine Lady Ravens winning it, 75-59 over Mount Mercy. Till we greet you tomorrow for our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, doesn't get any better than what you do. Thanks, man. And for Gus Counts, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.